My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, around this time of year, before we enter into the blessed month of Ramadan, and all throughout Ramadan, we hear the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, which came in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever fasts Ramadan out of Iman, his faith, and ihtisab, meaning that he is seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that his past sins will be forgiven. May Allah make us all from them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. In today's khutbah, we want to reflect and to go deeper into the meanings of this hadith. Reflect on the meanings of these two words, imanan wa ihtisaban. Through our iman and through our ihtisab, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this really mean? How can we really accomplish this by getting our sins forgiven? And are there other conditions that must be met in order for our sins to be forgiven? That's what we're going to learn inshallah ta'ala in today's khutbah. What does the word iman mean? And this is very important when you reflect on the meaning of this hadith. Ihtisaban or imanan, that we want the iman, we do it through our iman. Many people don't even know what the word iman means. We want to get this ajr, having our sins forgiven, but we don't even know what iman means. All the time, when we ask people, what does iman mean? They say it means tasdeeq, to believe, to believe. And that's only the beginning of iman. That's only part of the iman. Iman starts off in the heart. And then it comes with the statement of the tongue, of la ilaha illallah, and all the actions of the tongue. And then the actions and the deeds, the implementation of Islam. This is the meaning of iman. Iman is made up of these three components. What starts in our heart, our belief, and then what comes and testifies in our tongue, and then in our actions. This is what iman means. And when we understand this meaning, it helps us understand what it means to fast through iman, through faith. If we were to ask almost all of us, why do we, what are some of the wisdoms that we gain by leaving food and drink? What's the hikmah? What's the wisdom? We leave food and drink all throughout the day through Ramadan. What's the wisdom? Right away, most people would say, it helps us and reminds us of those who are less fortunate than us. And that's correct. That's one of the wisdoms. But it's not the main wisdom. The main wisdom behind leaving food and drink is to remind us. It's to remind us of our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we are abid, we are slaves and servants to Allah. We train ourselves during the month of Ramadan by leaving that which is halal for us, to help us to be able to leave that which is haram upon us. Fasting and leaving food and drink reminds us of the importance of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the real meaning of having true iman, of being a true Muslim, of submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in our human nature, all human beings have a rebellious nature. It starts as soon as we become teenagers. All of us see this when we see our children, our brothers, our sisters. When they get to that teenage years, they start to be rebellious. I will do it my way. I'll do it like this. So everybody wants to do things their way. Nobody wants to have anybody tell them what to do. This is a natural thing that human beings have. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us during this month that we are abid, that we are slaves and servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear, we obey Him. And this is what it means to fast through iman, to submit it, to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we were to be breaking our fast, and we're here 2-3 minutes before the adhan, our brother says, yeah, we've been fasting 14, 15 hours. Bismillah, no need to wait 2-3 more minutes. Allah knows what's in your heart. You finish the whole thing. Would anybody dare to break their fast before the adhan?
No way.
Yeah, it's only 2 minutes. What's the big deal?
You fasted the whole day.
No, because we are servants to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one that sent down the command that we only break our fast at the time of the adhan. So we say we hear and we obey. Even if it's just something small like 2 minutes. This is what it means to fast through our iman. What does it mean, ihtisaban? To fast for the ihtisab, wanting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is that it? Just the reward? Just to get the reward, that's what ihtisab? Is that enough? It's very important that we reflect on the reality and the power and the strength of the niyyah, of the intention. Because you can have the intention to do one thing and get one reward. Or you can have the intention for one thing and get several rewards for the same action. And I'll give you an example of two men who are going to pray their fard prayer in the masjid. The first one, his intention is to go and pray his fard. It's an obligation upon me as a Muslim to pray the 5 daily prayers. Therefore, I'm going to the masjid to fulfill that obligation. That's his intention. Does he get rewarded for this? Of course, no doubt. He gets a great reward for this. But another one, he has the same intention to fulfill the obligation, but he said, you know what? I'm going to add on to that intention as well. My intention as well, when I go to the masjid, is to get 27 more rewards, as it came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, my intention is that with each step I take, I'm going to get raised up in ranks, and I'm going to get one of my bad deeds removed from me, as it came in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he has now 4 needs. Also, he said, I'm going to go a little bit early, so I can get a sofa awwal, the front row, so I get more reward. Also, I'm going to go a bit early, so when I pray and I sit down in the masjid, it's written for me as I'm praying. I'm sitting in the masjid, but it's being written down for me as I'm in prayer, as also is confirmed in the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, hold on, let me add a 7th niyyah as well, which is to strengthen the ummah and to bond and build with my brothers when I come together with them in the masjid. So he had the same action. All of them get rewarded for it, but the first one got just that one reward, that one niyyah. The other one had 7 niyyahs. Look at how many rewards he got for that niyyah. Reflect on these means, because that will increase your ihtisab, the reward that you want. So what do we need to reflect on as we come now before Ramadan? What should our ihtisab, the reward that we're seeking from Allah, what should it be? It shouldn't just be the reward. First of all, when we do things to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we do actions, it's to please Allah. That's the first thing we need to think about. Anything we do, whether it's fasting, giving our zakat, praying, all of these things, we need to remind ourselves of the importance of what we're doing to please Allah. That's the key thing. Before we think about the reward, that when we stand in front of Allah, Yawm al-Qiyamah, who are Allah bin Allah, that He's pleased with us. That's the first need. Secondly, that we do it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. As it came in the hadith of the Qudsi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-siyamu li. All the other acts of worship, Allah specified the siyam, the fasting. As-siyamu li wa ana mujzi bi. That fasting is for me, and I will reward accordingly. Unlimited ajr for the siyam. So siyam is special, fasting is special. So Allah loves this action. Allah, even in the hadith, that the smell which comes from our inside, it comes out as a bad smell in the mouth during the fast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves it more than the smell of the musk. It's more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah loves this action. So my niyyah now, my intention is to please you, Ya Allah, and to do an action that you love, so you will love me. I fill my heart with the love of you and do it and be obedient to you, so in return that you love me, Ya Allah. And then we have a third intention, which is the reward. Yes, I want the reward. Yes, I want to have my sins forgiven. Yes, I want to go up in levels for the reward of fasting. And also one of the amazing things that we need to focus on, my dear brothers and sisters, when it comes to the fast and our intention, our niyyah, is to intend to protect ourselves and to free ourselves from the hellfire with this fast. When you look into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, several different narrations about freeing oneself from the hellfire of fasting. And the hadith in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever fasts in the cause of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free his face from the hellfire, the Saba'ina Khalifa. Saba'ina Khalifa, a distance of 7 years. In the hadith in Sunan al-Nasa'i, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts for Allah, for the cause of Allah, that Allah will free him from the hellfire, a distance of 100 years. And in the narration, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fasts for Allah, Allah will put between him and the fire a trench, khandaq, kama bayn as-samaa' wal-ard, as long as what is between the heavens and the earth. A trench that is as long as between the heavens and the earth. That's the distance between him and the hellfire. All of these different narrations, this is for fasting one day for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's even if it's nothing, if it's a voluntary fast. So what if this is my niyyah for fulfilling the fard fasting and during the month of Ramadan and the entire month of Ramadan? I remind myself of this niyyah that I want to be free from the hellfire of this fast. Ya Allah, this is my intention. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلِلَّهِ عِنَّ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ إِنَّ كُلِّ فِطْرٍ عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ وَذَلِكَ كُلِّ اللَّيْلِ. That Allah, every night, he has at the time of iftar, when you break your fast, those that he frees from the hellfire. Every night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the yawmul alameen. عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّارِ. My intention is, Ya Allah, with this fast, with this ihtisab that I have, I want you to free me from the hellfire. And from the great meanings that we need to have the ihtisab, the intention to gain during this month, is to make the siyam a protection for us, a junnah, a shield, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. In several hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he described the siyam as junnah. It is a shield. In one narration he said, junnah min adabillah. He said it's a shield from the punishment of Allah. And another narration he said, alayhi salatu wa salam, junnah, a shield, min al-nari, ka junnati ahadikum fil qital. It's a shield from the fire, just like the shield one of you have at the time of battle. How you're protecting yourself at the time of battle, you have your shield. This is the siyam, protecting you. And another narration, he said, "Junnah wa husnul hasib." That it's a junnah, and it is a protected fort to protecting yourself with the fast. And we know this from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the famous hadith in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, when he talked about the youth and the ones who can afford it, he said they should get married. But the ones who can't, what is the solution for them? He said, "Fa'alimu bis-siyam." It's upon them to fast. فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. That is for him a wijah, protection. And it helps him to deal with the lust and the sexual desire that he has through the fast. The fast protects us. We need to have this intention when we fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that we want this fast to protect us, to train us, to protect us throughout Ramadan, so our fast is not ruined. In the famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih Bukhari says, when he said, "As-siyamu junnah," he said, that fasting is a shield. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمْ صَوْمَ حَدِكُمْ. If it's the day one of you is fasting, فَلَا يَقُمْ. He needs to refrain from obscene language. وَلَا يَسْمَعْ. He doesn't raise his voice. He needs disputing what happened, raising his voice to people. And then he said, "When سَابَهُ وَقَاتَلَهُ." If somebody were to curse at him, then what should he say in return? Inni sa'im. I'm fasting. This is what it means to have the junnah, to protect yourself, protect your fast, protect your adab. I was telling the brothers recently that one of the things when we come back for the Fourth of Qadr living here, some of the driving that happens when people come behind you with flashing lights. Several years here, I could never get used to this. And every time it happens, especially because there's nowhere for him to go in front of you, there's 10 doors in front of you. So it doesn't make sense. And this is really killing me each time. Each time I want to get in a fight with the person behind me. I was never able, after maybe 7, 8 years, to overcome this until last Ramadan. When I made this intention, the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala would help me through the fast to control myself in this life, Alhamdulillah, through the blessing and mercy of the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was able to continue. And this is what it means to protect yourself with the fast. So you see, my dear brothers, when we have the proper intention, how much we can benefit from this ihtisab. And you can add on the things that you want to gain from this fast, not just the reward, but please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect yourself from the hellfire, and to make the siyam for your junnah that will protect you in Ramadan, and protect your fast, and protect you inshallah ta'ala, then throughout the year, until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's pleased with you. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن والسنة ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآية والحكمة أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My dear brothers, as we saw from the explanation of this hadith, and we reflect on these meanings, the matter of the Sabbath is much deeper than maybe we thought in the past. But when we reflect on these meanings, we see how much we can gain from them, alhamdulillah. And it's important to point out, as I said, from the objectives today is to learn as well, are there other conditions that need to be met? Or just iman and ihtisab, that we want the reward. Is that enough? Have our sins forgiven? Obviously, both of these fall under the first condition for any action, which that is of ikhlas, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also we need for our fast to be accepted, the mutaba'ah, that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we do not invent, make any form of bid'ah in religion as we're fasting. We fast according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn what is halal, what is haram, what is sunnah, what we should be doing, and what we should be staying away from. And also, we need to point out something very important, and I want everybody to reflect on this. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. When he said alayhi salatu wa salam, As-salawat al-khams, wal-jum'atu ila al-jum'ah, wa Ramadan ila Ramadan, mukaffirat lima baynahunna idha ijtanib al-kabair. That the 5 daily prayers, and the jum'ah to the jum'ah, and Ramadan to Ramadan, that they forgive the sins which come between them. But at the end of the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا اشْتُنِبَ الْكَبَائِرُ. If you stay away from the major sins. So the scholars, when they came to explain this hadith, they gave 2 explanations for the meaning of إِذَا اشْتُنِبَ الْكَبَائِرُ. If you stay away from the major sins. The first explanation was that everything will be forgiven from these actions. And many examples like this, the 5 daily prayers, the Jum'ah to the Jum'ah, Ramadan to Ramadan, fasting the day of Arafah, fasting the day of Ashura, having the past sins forgiven. What's meant by this? They said that it forgives the small sins, the minor sins, but it doesn't forgive the major sins. The only way that the major sins can be forgiven is by making tawbah. You have to repent from them. But these other actions can forgive the small sins. The other explanation that the scholars gave, they said, no, this is actually either a shart here, meaning that it's a condition. There's a condition, a shart here, that the only way for you to get this ajr, this reward of having all of the minor sins forgiven, is if you do not have the major sins. Meaning, you're not somebody who's persistently doing the major sins. And this meaning came in the Quran. When تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَارِ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَبِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيَّاتِ. That if you stay away from the major sins that you're forbidden from, the major sins, that we will forgive you the minor sins. So this is an opinion of some of the scholars as well. And no matter what explanation is correct, nobody wants to take a risk that he will not have his sins forgiven because he is somebody who's persistent on doing major sins. And that's why each one of us needs to reflect when we go home today. And to ask ourselves, do we have major sins that we are continually doing? A major sin that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also, what is the major sin? They're the ones that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they cursed, or the person will be punished Christ in this life or the next by committing them. These are the major sins. And most of us know what are the main major sins. Are we the ones who are doing them or not? Because if we are, we take the risk of not being from those people who will get the reward of having their sins forgiven for fasting the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from that and make us from those who truly fast, iman, and have true iman, true faith and submission to Allah, and out of our ihtisab, wanting the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have all our sins forgiven, ya Rabbil Alameen. A quick announcement, my dear brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, and that is, at this time of year, throughout Ramadan, every single year, people come with questions about contemporary issues. Do they break the fast or not? I have an inhaler to break my fast. I need to go to the doctor for this type of scope or that type of scope, or I need to have an operation on my tooth. Do these things break the fast or not? I have an operation, I have to go under anesthesia. Does it break my fast or not? All of these questions which come each year, inshallah ta'ala, tonight, after the moment of hearing the message of Allah, inshallah ta'ala, we have a lecture focusing on these issues, inshallah ta'ala. So let us know this contemporary nullifiers that break our fast after the moment, inshallah ta'ala, here in Qadar tonight. ثم يعلم رحمه الله وإياكم أن الله قد أمركم بأمر بدأ بنفسه ثم ثنى بملائكة الكرام فقال عز وجل إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى عليه بواحدة صلى الله عليها بعشرة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وانعم على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وسائر الصحابه اجمعين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اللهم اعداءك اعداء الدين اللهم ات نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها انت خير من زكاها انت وليها ومولاها ربنا اننا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات ربنا هب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم انا نسالك ان تكون عونا ومعينا لاخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وقنا صلاه محمد الله